Harper Audio presents And When She Was Good by Laura Lippman. Performed by Linda Emond. Dedication. For every woman I know, but in particular the three L's, Lauren Milne Henderson, Linda Perlstein, Lizzie Skernick, who manage, despite vast distances, to keep me well-fed, well-shod, and reasonably sane. Monday, October 3rd. Suburban madam dead in apparent suicide. The headline catches Heloise's eye as she waits in the always long line at the Starbucks closest to her son's middle school. Of course, a headline is supposed to call attention to itself. That's its job. Yet these letters are unusually huge, hectoring even, in a typeface suitable for a declaration of war or an invasion by aliens. It's tacky, tarted up, as much of a strumpet as the woman whose death it's trumpeting. Suburban madam, dead in apparent suicide. Heloise finds it interesting that suicide must be fudged, but the label of madam requires no similar restraint, only qualification. She supposes that every madam needs her modifier. Suburban madam, DC madam, Hollywood madam, Mayflower madam. Madam on its own would make no impression in a headline, and this is the headline of the day, repeated ad nauseum on every news break on WTOP and WBAL, even the local cut-ins on NPR. Suburban madam dead in apparent suicide. People are speaking of it here in line at this very moment, if only because the suburb in question is the bordering county's version of this suburb, albeit a lesser one, the residents of Turner's Grove agree. Schools not quite as good. Green space less lush. Too much lower-cost housing bringing in riffraff. You know, the people who can afford only $300,000 for a townhouse. Such as the suburban madam. Although, from what Heloise has gleaned, she lived in the most middle of the middle houses, not so grand as to draw attention to herself, but not on the fringes either. And yes, Heloise knows that because she has followed almost every news story about the suburban madam since her initial arrest 8 months ago. She knows her name, Michelle Smith, and what she looks like in her mugshot, the only photo of her that seems to exist. Very dark hair, so dark it must be dyed, very pale eyes, otherwise so ordinary as to be any woman anywhere. The kind of stranger who looks familiar because she looks like so many people you know. Maybe Heloise is a little bit of a hypocrite, decrying the news coverage even as she eats it up. But then, she's not a disinterested party, unlike the people in this line, most of whom probably use disinterested incorrectly in conversation, yet consider themselves quite bright. When the suburban madam first showed up in the news, she was defiant and cocky, bragging of a little black book that would strike fear in the hearts of powerful men throughout the state. She gave interviews. She dropped tantalizing hints about shocking revelations to come. She allowed herself to be photographed in her determinedly pottery-barned family room. She made a point of saying how tough she was, indomitable, someone who never ran from a fight. Now, a month out from trial, she is dead. Discovered in her own garage, in her Honda Pilot, which was chugging away. If the news reporters are to be believed, always a big if in Heloise's mind, it appears there was no black book, no list of powerful men, no big revelations in her computer despite diligent searching and scrubbing by the authorities. Lies? Bluffs? Delusions? Perhaps she was just an ordinary sex worker, who thought she had a better chance at a book deal or a stint on reality television if she claimed to run something more grandiose. A woman's voice breaks into Heloise's thoughts. How pathetic, she says. Women like that, all one can do is pity them. The woman's pronouncement is not that different from what Heloise has been thinking, yet she finds herself automatically switching sides. What I really hate, the woman continues, presumably to a companion, although she speaks in the kind of creamy, pleased-with-itself tone that projects to every corner of the large coffee shop, is how these women try to co-opt feminism. Prostitution is not what feminists were striving for.